you.
Great. Likewise. John, what are you here talking to us about?
Actually, I'm with XOI Technologies.
Okay.
We are a software development company that is actually leveraging existing wearable technology, such as the Vuzix M100 that I have today. So we are working to provide custom solutions that is a runtime that runs on this device or the Pivot Head Smarts.
Okay. So tell us about how you build that functionality. What does it make it do? What are you doing
with it? Of course. So we at XOI, we're focusing on industrial environments, so manufacturing, construction, and field service. The software solutions that we focus on are real-time support. So you have an engineer who's in the field who doesn't necessarily know the next step of a process. He can call back to headquarters and essentially get a more experienced set of eyes on an issue and have real-time communication with that more experienced engineer.
I can say, and I'm a health reporter, I can see the medical applications of this for like paramedics and nurses or whoever in the field could contact back to a base station at the ER, for instance, and a doctor can actually see what they're working with.
Exactly. And you know what? Being in Nashville, a healthcare hub, we've been approached by a lot of companies to do that similar work, but you try and be everything to everybody and you get away from what you're good at. So we focus on that core industrial environment because it's where we grew up. I mean,
okay.
You know, I was in modular construction before, the team, manufacturing, modular construction as well. So.
Okay. Nick?
So how adaptable is this? So we're working with the Vuzix right now to create a software. What are your limitations with the platforms that you guys can use?
So we developed a custom Linux runtime and a custom Linux OS. So Vuzix runs an Android platform. We are their Linux alternative. Now, with the Pivot Heads, we have our Linux running completely on that device. So obviously, Linux allows us opportunities focusing on the enterprise to be easily integratable and familiar to their IT departments. So when we talk about taking before and after photos for a service technician, that can be integrated into a service report that is now sent to the client saying, this is what we did when we arrived, here's a short video, some troubleshooting techniques, this is how it looks when we left.
That's actually very useful to a business to be able to have that kind of functionality, both from the standpoint of a service company and from the receiving a person receiving that service. That makes you want to go back to that company again because you get that additional
level
interaction,
of security.
Level security. Yeah.
And I think this goes back. We were talking earlier about doing stuff with the things we see at CES. Mm-hmm. So we have this great technology in front of us. It does this. Okay, well, what can I do with that? You guys are kind of the enablers to allow functionality to take place and useful things to happen with really cool tech that exists in our space.
Exactly. And that's where, you know, we're developing software, but our process is different. We're actually on the plant floor. We're in the field helping to identify possible use cases, but also at the same time implement those. It's difficult. You're walking into a factory, may not have Wi-Fi, roaming access points. Those are things that we help these companies overcome to be able to leverage something as smart as this.
So then the question is, all of this wearable tech exists in our space. We've seen it at CES all the time.
Yeah.
Why would someone come to your company to have you guys develop over somebody else?
Of course. And we've talked about it already. Our focus. We focus manufacturing, construction, field service. I'm not trying to be something else. But the other thing is the process and our approach. We are going to walk your plant floor. We want to understand your process. I want to know where I can leverage this. I don't want to try and force it somewhere. I want to be able to understand where the greatest concern is going to be and also stand next to your employees and say, listen, this isn't Big Brother. We're not trying to monitor you. We simply want to help you do your job more effectively and better.
So it's not really an end product that has a one-size-fits-all thing. What you're doing is building custom solutions, bringing someone through a complete process and finding their needs and then meeting those needs through software.
Exactly, because you can give this device to anybody and say, hey, good luck, go find your need. But if you can't actually target that and provide a real solution, what are we doing?
Yeah, and you don't want to waste their time, and like you said, don't want to force something into, all right, everybody needs to use this. Well, everybody on the floor at a factory or at a warehouse or wherever doesn't need to use this. Maybe only the supervisor needs to have access to it because he needs to know how to do multiple different things.
Exactly.
And so maybe it just fits in one location.
Exactly. And I mean, let's take construction, for example. A project manager may have 6 jobs in a 200-mile radius. Instead of having to drive to each one of those, he puts one of these at the job site, maybe 2, and the site supervisor now walks the site every morning. There's a virtual site walk, and he doesn't have to travel to 6 different sites every week. I mean, we're saving time right there, and that's just on the construction side.
Yeah, And if you need to troubleshoot something, if they need to look at something in particular, if there was a problem, maybe you ordered pipe in this size and it mm-hmm. came in wrong, you can actually go and make a picture of it, send it back to him. He can get back to the supplier and say, get out there and fix this.
Or you can bring the supplier onto the live stream.
Right.
And show them, hey, this is what you brought us. It's obviously wrong. You can bring the client in, talk about some different changes that you need to do. All of this can happen in real time. So it's going to be for the construction world. Assuming the infrastructure is going to be there and we're going to be able to communicate out, it's going to be game-changing for them. It really is.
An interesting thing in the workspace lately, the shift that we've seen was a lot of teleconferencing, telecommuting, and things of that nature. And then some analysts said, okay, there's a limit on how far you can go with that, guys, because only certain types of work allow that behavior. And here, we're seeing that kind of being thrown on its side and going, no, we can kind of extend that realm and go a little bit further with how we can virtual conference.
And it takes it out of the traditional office space. I mean, telecommuting's mm-hmm. happening a lot of places, but it's always in a traditional cubicle kind of environment. Exactly. This takes it onto the job site, onto the manufacturing floor, onto mm-hmm. into the general workplace.
Exactly.
And it could be anywhere. I mean, this could go into retail marketplaces. It could go anywhere. And I know you're specialized mm-hmm. in one area, but I see the ability to do this in many different ways.
Exactly. And there are multiple places that this could be effective. But again, the industrial need is now because you have this skilled trades gap that's coming up.
Mm-hmm. Where
technicians, engineers, they're retiring and there's no one there to fill that void. This technology could be trimming that learning curve. You can throw somebody out there who's a little green, throw them maybe 2-3 months early and say, hey, if you need support, we got you.
Right.
Call back to the office. We can walk you through it. It's perfectly fine.
You know, you have that guy retire from the company, but you leave him on as a consultant.
Exactly.
And he can, from home, be brought in on to consult mm-hmm. with somebody in the field who's run into that, that problem that this guy's been dealing with and intuitively knows the solution to mm-hmm. from 40 years of working on it.
Exactly. I mean, just by sound, he can hear it and know exactly what mm-hmm. it is, which he'll be able to take advantage of. Some of our partners right now are taking your example and creating basically call centers, triage centers with their older employees to say, your back's hurting, your knees are hurting, but you have it all up here. So let's leverage that. Let's exploit that and get out in the field.
Excellent. Where can people find out more about this?
We're based out of Nashville, Tennessee. We are XOI Technology, so at www.xoi.com. Go to our website. Obviously, it's all industrial-based, and we'd love to obviously approach anybody who's looking for a solution for wearable technology.
And that's XOEYE.com.
Correct.
And John, thank you very much for coming on. Appreciate it.
Pleasure.
And thanks for innovating.
Of course. Thank you guys for having me.
Great. Thank you.
Take care.